You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I just wanted to see how you were doing, since, you know, the attack, it was completely unexpected, but that's what the Empire does. So, I didn't have time to introduce myself with all this craziness, so, I'm Lieutenant Glow. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, despite the circumstances. So yeah, I just wanted to make sure that you were alright, since, you know, we found you on the ground and you were quite knocked out. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to just check out, because that's what I do. I'm Lieutenant, I'm here to, you know, take care of my soldiers. You're not one of mine, but for just this time being, until we reach HOT, I'd like to take care of you, please. Okay, so I'll just... Do you know you're bleeding? Okay. I'm gonna take care of that. It's fine. Sorry, I'm whispering because Han Solo is actually sleeping in the other room, as usual. So he hates when I wake him up. So I'm not going to. Is it fine if I just cut around the cloth? Because otherwise I won't be able to, you know, take care of it. Okay, so just stand still, because I'm good with weapons, but I'm not that great with scissors. But it's going to be fine. Okay, so just... clothes are quite hard to cut, but I guess it's a good thing. How do I know Han Solo? I have known him and Chewie for about 7 years. He helped me on some things, you know. Where do you come from? That's interesting, Tatooine. No, I come from Naboo. I know it's a long way from here, but you know, with all that's been going on, I have a family to protect. That's why I'm here right now, and I'm a lieutenant. I'm just going to put some alcohol on your wound, if that's okay, because I don't want it to get worse than it is right now. Okay, so just, it's gonna hurt probably, but please don't let me scared. so it's gonna stink a little bit. That's for the best. I don't want you to reach out and be in millions of pieces or completely covered in blood. So, otherwise your commander is going to kill me. Who's your commander, by the way? Neko. Okay. No, I don't know him. That's weird. I thought I knew everyone. So, what do you do? It's the rebels. Tell me about what you do there. That's interesting. No, we do different things in my squadron. We fly a lot. We have very, very good pilots. And I would put my entire faith in them. I trust them very much. What made you join the rebels? That's honorable. I think we're all here for the same reasons. Yeah. Sorry, did it sink? Okay. Sorry. I'll try to be gentle. Yeah, sorry, I didn't finish my story. It's true. So I think, yeah, we met about 7 or 8 years ago. Sorry, we have some technical issues since the attack. The Falcon is just going crazy. So we have actually, Chewbacca is supposed to fix it, but he's also supposed to fix my weapons. So, I guess we'll see. He's very clever. He loves to fix the vessel when he can. Even sometimes when there's no problem, he just likes to go there. He just likes to play with whatever there is in there. I don't understand that. I am so not a mechanic. So what I do, because I'm a lieutenant, I get to, you know, prepare the plans and operations with the commanders of each squadron. So, yeah, it's not easy, but it's worth it. You know, we fight for a cause, and one day, soon, the Empire will be destroyed. And you know, I'm sorry for your family, but you definitely will have the opportunity soon to avenge them. I promise. Okay. I'm just going to put some Band-aid on you, because you don't want it to get worse. Definitely not. How do you open this? They make such complicated packages. Found a leg-in.
Maybe not.
There we go. Okay. So, just going to put this around your arm and your wound. You're going to need to rest after that, because we're going back for a lot of operations, so I want you to be all fixed, hopefully. I took some, you know, classes, I guess we can say, of medicine, but it was very primitive, so. There we go. Right. So, I'm just going to send a message to your squadron and your commander just to tell him that you're safe. That you're with us. So, you know, I don't want him worrying, because he probably thinks right now that he lost you. So, I won't let that happen. You're under my responsibility now, so, you know. Okay. I have no idea how the signal is in there. After this attack, the Falcon's going absolutely crazy. Hopefully Chewie will have fixed all that. So let's try. Okay. Can I get... Okay, the signal is very, very, very low. I just have to find a place, but it's gonna be fine. This message is going to get through. Don't worry, I got this. Joey? Can you... No, just leave the weapons. I don't need them right now. Can you fix this? Is there any way to fix it? Sorry, Han. It's fine. I'm whispering, but I need to talk to Chewie. Okay. Yeah, Chewie, if you can fix that, that would be amazing. I need to send a message. Very important message. There. There we go. Thanks, Julie. Can you hear me? Here is Lieutenant Glow. I've got one of your soldier here. He's wounded at the arm and his head, I think, because I just saw a bit of blood, so I'm going to take care of it. But can you say to Commander Noka that I've got one of his soldiers and he shouldn't worry. Please transfer this message to him. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, if the signal just can get this message through, hopefully. Yeah. Chewie, it keeps on turning off. Can you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do something. Thank you. Yeah. So I just wanted to know, has your commander talked with you about what's going to happen in the next few days? Yes, what do you know? Okay. Well, this is going to be disclosed soon, so this is going to be the next operation and hopefully the final operation. Have you ever heard of the Death Star? Yes. Okay. What do you know about it? Okay. It looks like a moon, it does. it's not one. It's actually probably the most dangerous weapon that the Empire could ever imagine. This, the Death Star's force can apparently destroy a whole planet. So this is what they actually intend to use against us. Yeah, so that's gonna be our next operation. We need to destroy it. And for this, you don't know how it looks like. Yeah, you told me it was like a moon, but it's not actually a moon. Okay, so I'm just going to show you that. Just bear with me a second. This is the Death Star. Yeah, it is pretty impressive. I have to say that the first time we passed by it with a Falcon, I just thought that it was like a planet, you know, a moon, and I didn't expect to actually face a weapon, you know. This is quite terrifying, since, you know, we all have families there, and we don't want to anything to have anything happening to them. So I'm really counting on this operation. My squadron is going to be in it, and I'm really trying to train them very hard for it. It's very hard. It's complicated for everyone, but even more for them, I think. Anyway, so I just wanted to tell you a bit about the plan that's going to go through, and yeah, hopefully your commander won't have to explain to you again, and you won't be behind, because he's probably actually explaining it to your squadron, because the operations just got a sudden boost because of the attack of the Empire that just happened. So I'm going to tell you and show you. So this is the Death Star. Yeah, basically there's a trench, can you see? It's called the Equatorial Trench, and this is exactly where the trench basically holds the weapon, the cannon. So we are going to have our best flyers, our best pilots, to go through the trench and destroy that weapon. And now it's easier to say than to do, obviously. So I don't know if you're going to have any part in this. You're probably not a pilot. But yeah, I think it's important that you know the things, because I don't want to keep it secret for anyone. You all deserve to know what's going to happen next. So the dangerous part is that there is a lot of TIE fighters going around this trench to protect the weapon, obviously. So we have to pay extra care, extra attention to it, because the TIE fighters are extremely dangerous. They follow you, and they never ever leave you until you're destroyed. So that's why the plans need to be prepared with a lot of caution. So yeah, this is how the Death Star was made, and we have all the plans thanks to a lot of people. I can't name someone specifically, but you know, everyone is a hero. That's what we say. No one is more important than anyone else. So yeah, this is what is going to happen, and you don't have to keep a secret. Everyone will know by the end of this day. You'll get to Hob, and you'll see your squadron, and they will know. So there's no secret here. Is it just fine if I check your head? Because, you know, I saw some blood, so I'd like to make sure that it's not coming from your head. Actually, But yeah, it's fine. I'll just take care of that as well. Okay. I'm sorry. It's gonna hurt as well. I'm just gonna spray a little bit of alcohol. You covered in band-aids than in blood. Now I'm just going to have to, you know, work because I have a lot of things to do, unfortunately, due to the attack. I have a lot to take care of. I think we've lost a lot of soldiers. Unfortunately, now it's my responsibility to, you know, organize a lot of things. I won't get into too much details, but so just, you should rest. You should definitely rest, because the next few days are going to be very, very tiring, very exhausting. So just, you know, enjoy that little moment of relaxation, I guess. Yeah, I'm sorry if Chewie makes a lot of noise in the background. He's fixing all sorts of stuff. So yeah, if you need anything, I know, but if the Falcon doesn't work, this is the only weapon we have for now. It's your vessel, not mine. I just learned, you know, to hide anytime I could. You know, this is very useful if I need to suddenly hide. So I always keep it on myself. That was not the right button, Chewie. So, yeah.